What's going on, guys? It is your favorite English teacher here, Justin, with Fox English Learning. And in this English lesson, we're going to look at the present continuous verb form. I know that's a big word. It's not important that you know that word, but it is important that you know how to use this. So sit back, relax, and let's have some fun learning English. Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Fox English Learning Podcast. I hope you guys are having a wonderful day as always. And we did take a little break from posting every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. But this next week, we will pick right back up where we were and posting 3 free English lessons every week on Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. So make sure you guys look on my Facebook at Fox English Learning and make sure you see when the newest lessons are posted so you can stay up to date in learning English and becoming a confident and fluent English speaker. The last English lesson we did was one of the most fun we have had. It was with me and Patrick, and we broke down the importance of being able to tell your story. And you got to hear a little bit about his story, about his biggest fears, and what he would do if he had $10,000. So if you did miss the last English lesson, go ahead and listen to that one. And we're going to continue our series of how to tell your story. But we're going to take a little bit of break with this one, and we're going to look at the present continuous. I know that's a big word, but all the present continuous is either... am, is, and are plus ing. And I know that sounds weird, but I promise you I'm going to explain it in a way that you will completely understand it and be able to start using it as soon as you are done listening to this English lesson. But as always, we always start with a review of the last English lesson we had. So let's review 2 quick things from the last English lesson and we'll move on. The first thing we're going to review is when to use us and we. And we talked about how we was a subject pronoun and how us was an object pronoun. So you never say us are going to the store. You would say we are going to the store, because the we is the subject pronoun and the subject is the beginning of the sentence and the main topic of the sentence. So we would be the subject pronoun. But us, let's say if you wanted to use us, you could say Jack is taking us to the store. Now, us is the object. Us is being what's taken to the store. So since it's not the subject, but the object, you would use us. Quick review really quick again. We is a subject pronoun and us is a object pronoun. And remember, we is just a group of people that includes you, and us is a group of people that includes you also. And it'll be more than 2 typically, but it could be 2 people, but just saying that. So we is a subject pronoun and us is an object pronoun. It is being what was taken in that example. And also, in the lesson with Patrick, we talked about how to tell your story. So making sure you're able to articulate, and all that means is that you're able to explain things in a way that makes sense. So if you're going to tell someone about your childhood, what are some key things? We talked about your parents. We talked about where you're from. We talked about how old you are. And we talked about siblings. Did you have any brothers and sisters? And being able to talk about that and use things in the past. So saying, you know, growing up, I went to school here. And being able to say it in the correct tense. Or when I was younger, I did this. And just saying things correctly. So we reviewed us and we. And also we reviewed some of the important things with telling your story. So we're about to get into the lesson of the present continuous. But as you guys know, all my lessons are 100% free, and that's because they're sponsored. So sit back, relax, enjoy this quick sponsor, and we'll get right into our English lesson today. Thank you, guys.
so much for taking the time to listen to that quick sponsor. And because of you doing that, students around the world continue to learn English for free. So thank you for doing that. Not only are you getting the opportunity to learn English, but you're allowing the opportunity for students all over the world to learn English for free also. But let's get into this lesson and let's have some fun learning English. So we talked about that we're going to go over the present continuous. And remember, I broke down a present continuous is either am, is, and are plus ing. And that will give you a present continuous kind of sentence or verb form. So let's look at an example. Let's say if we have Sarah, and we'll use Sarah as an example. Let's say if Sarah is in her car. So picture that in your head. Sarah is in her car and Sarah is on her way to work. So in your head, you've pictured Sarah in her car and she is on her way to work. A way to form that sentence in the present continuous form is you could say she or Sarah is driving to work. So you see that driving, that is, you see what we said, is driving. So remember, you can either do am, is, or are. If you're going to put am, it's going to follow I. You could say, I am driving to work. If you want to talk about Sarah and say she, you would say she is driving to work. But let's say if you were in the car with Sarah, that's two of you guys, you would say we are driving to work. So also, this is a review from another lesson as well. So am is going to follow I. So you're going to say I am, correct? So I am eating, I am walking, I am going to the store, I am hungry, I am tired, I am. It's singular. Also, what is singular is if you say a single person. Remember, singular is just one. So let's say if you wanted to say Sarah, Sarah is hungry. You would say is because is follows a singular word. So Sarah is hungry. Sarah is tired. Sarah is lonely. Sarah is learning English. Sarah is driving. Sarah is running. Sarah is tall. Sarah, or you could say she is running, she is tall. You could say he is running, he is tall. So is going to follow singular words. Now let's say if you want it to be plural, what it's going to become then is it's going to become are. So are is always going to follow a plural word or a plural noun or plural subject. So let's use the same example. They are tall. They are hungry. They are running. They are driving. They are on their way to work. They are learning English. So there you see, am always follows I, is always follows a singular word, and are always follows plural. So what's a great practice for you guys is to practice that. Just start doing what I just did, and off the top of the head, say some words. So say, okay, let's say if you're going to talk about yourself. You would say, I am, let's say if your name is, I have a student named Neri. Let's say if you were to say, I am Neri. Let's say if Neri wanted to say, I am from Cambodia. I am 12 years old. Actually, she's not 12, but I have a brother. I am a student. I am a mother. It would be am. But let's say if now take that time and practice talking about someone else. Think about your sister or your brother and practice saying some sentences and some things you know about her. So let's say if your brother's a very tall person, he is tall. See what I'm saying? Is. So practice that. And then plural, talk about your family, anything. We are from Cambodia. We are anything. You can practice doing that to where you get used to saying it. So you would not say we is or we am. You don't want to confuse those. That is one of the dead giveaways that you are not a native speaker. Those three simple words. If you can put is, am, and are in the correct position, you will already sound like a native speaker. And people won't look at you or be able to tell, okay, they don't naturally speak English. So remember, we're talking about the present continuous, and it is am, is, or are plus ing. So remember, ing is important, and we're going to break down what that means. So you could say, I am driving, he is working or we are doing. So let's say if you want to talk about I am doing something. That phrase again, I am doing something. I'm in the middle of doing it. I've started doing it, but I haven't finished it. So that's what that means. So say if I was going to ask you, hey, are you busy? You would say, I am doing something. So there's that I again with the am, and there's that ing on the end of do. I am doing something. So that means you are in the middle of doing it. You've started doing it, but you have not finished it. Okay. So here are some examples. If you were to say, please don't make so much noise. I am trying to work. So let's think about that. If you have kids or if you have brothers and sisters, you know that. Let's say if you're at home and you're trying to study and there's a lot of noise, you would say, please don't make so much noise. I am trying to work. Do you see where it says I? What always follows I in that situation? It's going to be what? It's going to be am. I am trying to work. You would not say I am try to work. That would not sound correctly. Remember, you want to put ing on the end of it. This means you're in the middle of doing something. That means you've started it, but you have not finished it. That is when you would be able to say the present continuous, which is, remember, it's is, am, or are, plus ing. So if someone was making a lot of noise, you would say, please don't make so much noise. I am trying to work. You would not say, I try to work. Or let's say if you come home and you want to find your brother or sister, you would say, hey, where is Susan? And they could say, Susan's taking a shower. Susan is taking a shower. Or they could say, she is taking a shower. Did you see what follows? So remember, if it's singular, what comes after it? It's not are and it's not am, it's is. So remember, present continuous is are or either am or is plus the verb plus ing. So she is taking a shower. Now that is a phrase we use in English. It doesn't mean she's actually trying to steal the shower or trying to grab it. If someone says you were taking a shower, that means you were taking or washing yourself in the bathroom. You would not say, you would not say he has a shower. You would say he's taking a shower, or you would not say she is take a shower. You would say taking a shower is. So she is taking a shower. You have the noun plus whatever it is, either is, am, or are, plus the ing on the end of taking. One more example is, let's say if someone said, let's go now, it isn't raining anymore. So isn't. That just means it is not. It's just an abbreviation. It's just a shortening that to say isn't. It's a conjunction, isn't. So let's go out now. It isn't raining anymore. Does that make sense? It isn't raining anymore. So you would have the subject. Let's go out now. So it's talking about us. It isn't raining anymore. More. You have is, it isn't, because you're talking about how it is outside and it is not raining. So it isn't raining outside anymore. That one can be a confusing example. So let's move on to another one really quick to make it more understandable. So let's say, this is a better example. I like this one. Let's say if I was to talk to Jose, I could say, hey, Jose, are you enjoying the party? This is another way. If you form it in a question, you could say, are you enjoying the party? And that would be correctly stated as well. You would not say, is you enjoying the party? You would say, are you enjoying the party? And that would be the correct way to say that. And that's kind of a breakdown of present continuous. And it's just a way to be able to express that. You've started something, but you haven't finished it. You're in the middle of doing it. So remember, it's either are, is, and am, plus the verb in an ing form. So let's say if you take the word get, you would say getting. If you take the word change, you would say changing. If you take the word become, it will become becoming. If you take the word increasing or increase, it would be increasing. If you take the word rise, it would be the word rising. If you take the word fall, it would be the word falling. Those are kind of examples on how to make something into the ing form. So remember, you would not want to keep the verb in the similar, in the just the generic way. So in the example of, let's go all the way back to the beginning. So Sarah. So let's say, you know, Sarah's in her car and Sarah's on her way to work. You would not say Sarah is drive to work. You would say Sarah is driving to work. And that would give you a complete kind of breakdown of a present continuous. And we'll do a little bit more of this in the next lesson, but I did just want to make sure you guys got to touch on it and understand it. So let's do a really quick review and we'll finish up this English lesson. Remember, present continuous, you want to take the noun and if it's singular or if it's I or if it's a plural, remember you're going to either put am, is, or are, and you're going to take the verb and add ing on to the end of it. So our example was Sarah is driving to work. This lesson is super fun because it's going to help you guys sound more confident so you don't put am, is, or are in the wrong place and you guys will have fun doing it. And also, if you haven't already, I do Facebook Live English lessons every week. So make sure you're on my Facebook page to see when I do those so we can get connected. You can send me a message on Facebook or even on any platform you listen to this podcast so that you can ask me questions. I'm here to help you guys in any way. I hope you guys have a great day and have fun learning English.